Well, it's now my pleasure to introduce our the main purpose of this evening, which is for you to hear about the engineering of the Olympics. It's perhaps worthwhile just going back nearly 7 years now to 2005, when London, many of you may remember the day, was awarded the Games. We were awarded the Games, in fact, in contradiction, probably, to general expectation. Most people assumed that Paris was going to win, and I guess many of us will remember the television pictures of the joy in Singapore of the UK team and the faces of our colleagues over the Channel in Paris when they came to terms with the fact that, against all the expectation, they had not won the 2012 Games. The Olympic Games has been described by Jacques Rogge, the president of the IOC, as the largest logistical exercise that any country or city will undertake other than going to war. And undoubtedly, when you look at some of the statistics, an Olympic Games is quite a major undertaking. 203 nations participating, 10,000 athletes, 7,000 officials with them, the Olympic family itself of some 5,000, 20,000 journalists, accredited journalists, expected to be in London during the Games, and another 22,000 unaccredited. And, of course, it's the unaccredited ones that we will have the problems with, because we can probably control the others, but we can't control the unaccredited ones. So a lot of journalists in town. And I remember one discussion I had one day about when we were discussing the stadium, and it was pointed out to me that, yes, John, there are going to be 80,000 people in the stadium, but the really important people are the 4.5 billion people who will be watching on television. And so one starts to realise the scale and the impact that an Olympic Games can have across the world. In the UK, there are nearly 9 million tickets for the Olympic Games. And then, of course, all those numbers that I've just been talking about get scaled down slightly, but only slightly for the Paralympic Games, which follow on from the Olympic Games. And the Paralympic Games will be returning when they come here in 2012 to London, and it was in the first Paralympic Games were held in London in 1948 in London, and of course off the back of Stoke Mandeville Hospital, which was in a sense the inspiration for those games in 1948. Since then, a lot has happened since 2005. The ODA, the Olympic Delivery Authority, was established. It's a government body. We're a non-departmental public body. And we basically report to the Department of Culture, Minister, Culture, Media and Sport and the Secretary of State today, Jeremy Hunt, but for a long time, of course, Tessa Jowell, Minister for the Games. The other organisation that you hear a lot of course, is the one chaired by Seb Coe. And they put on the Games. They're a private sector organisation. So you've got two organisations, the LOCOG, the London Organising Committee for the Olympic Games, a private sector body, as I say, raising its money from ticket sales and from sponsorship, budget of about £2 billion. And then the ODA, the Olympic Delivery Authority, we build the theatre as we describe it, and our budget has been £8 billion. And then you have the athletes themselves and the British Olympic Association, chaired by Lord Moynihan, and they, as you might say, provide the actors, but they certainly provide the British team, and act as hosts to the other nations from around the world. So those are the actors, those are the sort of the characters, and of course, in the middle of it, you've got a whole melange of politics surrounding everything. And, of course, as we've seen over the last few years, mixed support at times for the Games. The level of support across the country, when you test it, is about 70-plus percent today, and it's steadily increased, in fact, since we won the Games. But there will always be those who have questions to ask, and hopefully later on in the evening we can get on to some discussion, and hopefully there will be people who will have some difficult questions for us, as well as the, if you like, the technical questions, because there are some key issues around it. And we need to reflect on the fact that when we won the Games, It wasn't just about putting on some games. For London, this was a massive regeneration opportunity. And in legacy, it was a legacy which was a physical legacy arising from that regeneration. But a lot has been discussed about the other legacy, the social legacies which go with the games, and equally, of course, the sporting legacy. And the sporting legacy for other countries has been one of the most difficult things to achieve. When you look at past hosts for Olympic Games, it's been very difficult to change the attitude to sport within a country despite having hosted the Games. And so once again for us as London and the UK, that's one which has been taken on by ministers, and I'm sure at times they've wondered just what they have taken on in terms of that particular challenge, because it's one thing to create physical things, it's another thing entirely to change people's attitudes to health and to sport itself. So that's a little bit of background. If I go any further, I'll start stealing the thunder of my colleagues, and probably I have already. Our first speaker this evening is Jerome Frost. On your programme, it probably said Alison Nimmo. Alison has already, much to our great pleasure, been appointed as the new chief executive of Crown Estates. A fantastic job for her. So she has actually got a Crown Estates meeting this evening, so unable to be with us. But Jerome has essentially been her number two for the last 4 years. Jerome has been the director of design. Alison's responsibilities were planning and design. Jerome has been the director of design. He originally came from OVARUP. He's now back with OVARUP as director of planning for the UK, the Middle East, and Africa. So a fairly wide-ranging brief for Jerome. But he, I can assure you, has been at the centre of all our thinking about design and planning over the last few years, so no better person to kick off the evening by talking about the planning and the design and the approach which has been taken. So, Jerome, over to you.